Jeremiah chapter 9. Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the dead of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a house of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people, and go from them. Because they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, because they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says the Lord Jehovah. Everyone take heed of his neighbor, and do not trust in any brother. Because every brother will completely deceive, and every neighbor will walk with slanders. And everyone will deceive his neighbor, and will not speak the truth, they have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit sin. Your house is in the midst of deceit, through deceit they refuse to know me, says the Lord Jehovah. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Indeed, I will melt them, and try them. Because what shall I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lies in wait. Shall I not visit them for these things? Says the Lord Jehovah. Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? For the mountains I will take up a weeping and loud cry, and for the houses of the wilderness a mournful cry, because they are burned up, so that none can pass through them. Neither can men hear the voice of the cattle. Both the birds of the heavens and the beasts have fled, they are gone. And I will make Jerusalem piles of rubble, and a den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate, without anyone to live in it. Who is the wise man, who may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord Jehovah has spoken, that he may declare it? Why does the land perish and is burned up like a wilderness, that none passes through? And the Lord Jehovah says, because they have forsaken my law which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked in it, but have walked after the imaginations of their own heart, and after Balaam, which their forefathers taught them. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says. Indeed, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them bitter water to drink. I will scatter them also among the heathen, ungodly nations, whom neither they nor their forefathers have known. And I will send a sword after them, until I have consumed them. This is what the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, says, consider, and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for cunning women, that they may come. And let them come quickly, and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears, and our eyelids gush out with waters. Because a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How we are spoiled. We are greatly confounded, because we have forsaken the land, because our homes have cast us out. Yet hear the word of the Lord Jehovah, O you women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters loud crying, and everyone her neighbor mournful cries. Because death has come up into our windows, and has entered into our palaces, to cut off the children from outside, and the young men from the streets. Speak, this is what the Lord Jehovah says. Even the dead bodies of men will fall as manure upon the open field, and as the handful after the harvest man, and no one will gather them. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Do not let the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man take pride in his strength, do not let the rich man take pride in his riches. But let him who rejoices rejoice in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord Jehovah, who exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness, in the earth. Because in these things I delight, says the Lord Jehovah. Indeed, the days are coming, says the Lord Jehovah, that I will punish all those who are circumcised with the uncircumcised. Egypt, and Judah, and Edom, and the children of Ammon, and Moab, and all who are in the furthermost corners, who live in the wilderness. Because all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart.